This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
His stardom confirmed. The father-to-be is the champion of today. 27 years old, and could life be any sweeter?
The Masters champion, Scottie Scheffler, getting work done and leading this edition of the Random Sports Report. Would you like to go golf, English Premier Soccer, MMA, or the WNBA?
Golf.
Scottie Scheffler was victorious at the Masters. Are you excited? And we were talking before the show about, and you just heard Jim Nantz say it, how his profile is obviously really taken off in the last several years.
Yeah, you told me earlier you picked three of the top three finishers. You picked all three in order.
No, I wish. So we do a Masters pool here. I don't believe they've announced the results yet, but I think I did pretty well. You get to pick three golfers. Like, who do you think is going to finish first, second, and third? All three of the golfers I picked finish in the top 10. Just saying. And I picked the winner, Scottie Scheffler. That was less difficult because I think a lot of people thought that he was going to win. But
yeah, we'd had conversations about it. I went through the step-by-step process, Kevin, to give you
that's what helped
basically
me pick.
Nine golfers
that's who, that would help That's you how out. I knew who to pick.
So that was nice work there, but I think what's interesting about Scottie Scheffler is this is a guy who is steady. You know, when you watch him out there, Kevin, he doesn't look like he gets frazzled by much. When you talk about golfers, I don't think you can be John McEnroe, you know, and right. Play golf. Like, you can do that and play tennis. But in golf, you just have so much of the, like, what's next,
That feels fair.
You're trying to make that next shot. But, yeah, man, go back to, like, February of last year, and this dude has just been on fire. And you're starting to see, like, as consistently good as he is where he's finishing in all these, except for I think that if you look maybe after April, his kind of struggles a little bit. As consistent as he's been, you can start getting ready for that conversation of him being in the Nicklaus Tiger Woods category. In that conversation, I mean, just start looking at the amount of majors, and then just let's, you know, see over
time.
Does
he just have the Masters for now, the two Masters?
Two Masters is a fantastic fantastic thing to have on your plate. And, Kevin, you add another one. Let's say he's got, you got three more before the season's over this year. He could add another one, and then that's where that conversation can really start to take place. So I'm looking at a guy who I think really is built for many years of high quality golf.
Yeah.
That being said, though, how often do we see that? And then golf does what golf does.
Yeah. I mean, obviously Jordan Spieth is a great example, not to say that like he's done or anything, but he looked like the guy who was ready to take the mantle as best golfer.
Yeah. He's won two Masters. Has tied for second at the U.S. Open and the PGA Championship, and then eighth at the Open Championship. He plays the Masters course beautifully. If he can get one of these other ones and add another one to it, that'll really amp that conversation up, especially considering, I mean, how young he is. So, like, that's keep rolling with this. Let's see what this guy continues to do.
And
you don't hate that he's from DFW.
No,
either,
so. Not at all. I mean, obviously, that is an awesome part of this story. Now, somebody said, will you please go with MMA next? I don't care if we already played the cut. I want to hear it again. Here's the situation.
Okay.
Max Holloway, who we've had on the show before, is fighting Justin Gaethje for the BMF title, also known as the bad or baddest mother, you can figure out the rest of it, title. Max Holloway is going to win this fight. He's probably won the fifth round, and he's up 3-1. So he could coast to win this decision. But instead, he moves towards the center of the octagon, points to a spot, and was like, how about you stand there, I stand there, and let's just start trading punches. And then this is what happened.
Holloway shows some mortality. Look at this. Holloway just told him, stand right here. Oh, big connection late.
Now, he dropped Gaethje with 1 second left, and honestly, I thought they were going to be like, oh, time ran out while he was falling over or something like that, and I don't know if he was still going to decision or whatever the case might be.
Is that a thing?
I mean...
Like, if the clock runs out as the dude is falling, if he's not down, is it like hockey where the puck has to cross the line?
Man, I don't think, outside of, like, fouls and stuff, I don't think I've ever seen a clock-based instant replay that I remember offhand. I'm sure it's happened in the UFC, but it was definitely a knockout. He got it in time, and it was an amazing ending to an awesome fight. Bo Nickel from Allen, one of the best wrestlers I've ever seen. He won. Now, it was kind of a boring fight, but still, he won on the main card. Alec, I know you love wrestling. How much into UFC are you?
So I was huge on it growing up. Kind of fell off as I got older, but I did get to watch the last two fights of this last card, and I'm glad I did.
Now,
my kid went to his buddy's house to watch, and they were all gambling on it, it sounds like. They were running a little ring out of this kid's house.
Just be careful with that.
He had an awesome time, though. Like, he came home yesterday and was just, he was ecstatic about how much fun they had.
Now, I apologize if I beef the last name. I really did work on this. I think it's Armin Sarukyan.
All right.
He fought at UFC 300, and he punched a fan before he on his way out to the ring.
It's a good way to warm up.
Is it? So
tell a fan, hey, come over here. Let's get a quick scrap in.
He beat Charles Oliveira by split decision, but Dana White, it was a great event. Everyone appreciated that it was an amazing event. That knockout is one for the ages. So Dana White was happy, and he's kind of sarcastic anyway, and he goes, oh, yeah, we're probably going to get sued for that. He goes, these guys are all effing hyped or whatever, so I'm sure we're probably going to get sued and have to deal with that on Monday. The fighter said, he showed me, the fan, that he wanted to effing punch me, and I wanted to punch him back. That's it. No one shows me F you like that. It doesn't matter who you are. I'm going to punch you in the face. When you're 200 meters away, I'm not going to punch you. But when you're close to me, like, automatically going to end up in someone getting hurt. I don't know how much that's going to help in the court of law.
Mm-hmm.
But if you watch, because, you know,
don't go to the court of law then.
Actually exactly what I think is going to happen. But yeah. If you watched the intro, that guy did kind of like square up like he was going to do something. But I don't know if that will get them off the hook.
I think this needs to happen more. I think I think there should be volunteer fans that are there every pre-fight that just say, hey, if I want to be punched or I want to punch, I want one free shot at this guy.
Let me tell you something.
Before every match, because not after every match.
Well, if you've ever been to an MMA show, there are absolutely plenty of people who are volunteering themselves. Now, they might not know that they're volunteering themselves, but anybody at an MMA show who yells out, kick his ass, sea bass, mm-hmm. I think that person should go right to the front of the line, and they should be volunteer number one.
You're not a fan of those people?
No.
Okay.
Somebody brought this up the implications of the Holloway finish as being a knockout with 1 second left instead of a decision, that was big for the gambling aspect of it. And somebody texted in our very first segment that they had $1,000 on Justin Gaethje. Oh. And they were like, even I went crazy at that finish.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a fan of the sport, no matter, you know, the money too, you get excited about the moment.
I mean, maybe.
It's okay to be excited about the moment, dude.
The good thing is he was probably going to lose anyway. Like, if Justin was going to win and then you lost $1,000, then I do not believe I would have gone crazy for that. I've been like, what the hell, dude?
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Like, let's coast it out. Let's get a decision right here.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready for English Premier Soccer talk, or do you want WNBA talk?
I don't know that I want either one of those, Kevin.
Oh.
You tell me.
You poor fool.
Let's go to English Premier Soccer,
okay,
then.
Okay, I will. Liverpool.
My son Carter wants to get involved in more soccer.
Okay.
And I am, like, we've been playing, we have practice tonight with the hipsters. We played our game on Saturday and saw Jared Sandler out there as he was out there playing with his Sandlot team. So that was nice. So, yeah, let's talk some soccer here.
So, Arsenal in position to win the Premier League title. Liverpool in position to win the Premier League title. So, of course, they both S'd the bed this weekend.
Of course they do.
Arsenal got blanked 2-0. Now, they did lose to a good team. But Liverpool lost to a not good team, and it was their first home loss in 14 months. I believe there's 6 matches left. If they would have won this match, this would have put them atop the table over City by 1 point. Now, as it stands, Arsenal and Liverpool are both 2 points back in the table, and I've become more invested in this than I normally would be because my son loves Arsenal, but he also loves the Dallas Cowboys. And so what he gave me the example of a couple weeks ago is, well, you know they'll do good right up until the end, and then they'll definitely beef it. That is an exact quote. Well, it could be for Arsenal, could be for the Cowboys. Either way, it feels apt.
Can we add this part to the conversation, yes, Kevin? Wrexham.
They got promoted
to League One, which means they are only two leagues away to getting to the Premier League, but they need two more promotions. So,
but they were like the
they were
sixth
National League,
league down,
which was
right?
fifth.
Okay.
And then they moved up to League Two and then moved up to League One. So here we go. That is the second straight year they have been promoted. So congratulations to them.
That is unbelievable.
And that I'm very interested in this because building from something like that and knowing what kind of like characters they have running that organization and with the star power they have, you know that Premier League's like, we want that. We want them to be there eventually.
Yeah.
And the story itself is going to be, going to draw a lot of eyes to the Premier League as well, even though there are plenty of eyes on it right now. All I'm saying is, like, will people really accept that team? Because, yes, they have purchased their way to that, but that's part of it, man.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, please. Like, nobody else in the English Premier League ever purchased their way to anything. I'm glad this person brought it up. If you didn't see Caitlin Clark on SNL, she was fantastic.
She was?
So
I watched almost everything else from SNL except for that.
Michael Shea had been dunking on her for a couple of weeks and said that the Iowa-UConn game broke the all-time record for women's hoops with 14.3 million viewers. It beat the previous record by 14.3 million viewers. And so
did she dunk on their ratings?
Well, she came up and said, I have my own jokes. And she goes, oh, yeah, that was the hardest thing to watch since Michael Shea's special on Netflix. And she, I don't know if she actually wrote the jokes, but I was proud of her. That
I
episode.
I bet Colin Jost wrote those jokes for.
Yeah, and then the WNBA draft is tonight. So if you wanted to know that, hopefully caught you up, liar, with as much as possible.
Why would I lie about that?
Who has the first pick?
Iowa.
That's not right.
The Indiana Eyeballs.
You got the first part right.
Yeah, they're going to pick Caitlin Clark.
What if I said you just need more cowbell?
The Indiana Heifers.
Oh, it's the Indiana Fever. I was hoping, I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell. Indiana Fever picked first tonight. They will take Caitlin Clark.
Everybody knew that.
Come on.
Everybody knew she was going number one to that team.
Okay, that's fair.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.